This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday sharply criticized American leaders overseeing the nation's response to the coronavirus pandemic, his second such statement this month. In an online address to graduates from historically black colleges and universities, the former president said the pandemic had torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they are doing. While he did not specifically name President Donald Trump, Obama said many of the country's leaders aren't even pretending to be in charge. The remarks echoed the former president's statement last week that the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic was a chaotic disaster. Mr. Obama also referred to the shooting death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed while jogging on a residential street in Georgia. Obama told the graduates, "Injustice is nothing new, and if the world's going to get better, it's up to you." The White House said Saturday U.S. President Donald Trump fired the State Department's Inspector General following a recommendation by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The announcement Saturday came after two top Democrats announced a probe into the firing Friday night of the State Department's internal watchdog. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Steve Linick, the State Department's Inspector General and Obama administration appointee, was fired Friday. Linick had been in the position since 2013. During the Trump administration, Linick's office had criticized the department's handling of personnel matters and said some of President Donald Trump's appointees had retaliated against career officials. Linick will be replaced by Stephen Akard, a former career Foreign Service officer who has close ties to Vice President Mike Pence. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com.